إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم.
Surely those who invented this calumny are a band from among you. Do not deem this incident an evil for you. Nay, it is good for you. Every one of them has accumulated sin in proportion to his share in this guilt, and he who has the greater part of it shall suffer a mighty chastisement. Surely, those who invented this calumny.
The verses from here up to 26 deal with the incident known as calumny. The victim of the slander was Aisha, who had been accused of adultery. The slanderers propagated their calumny to an extent that it even influenced some Muslims.
Nay, it is good for you.
This is intended to comfort the Prophet, peace be upon him. He is being assured that this malicious campaign of slander, which had been engineered by the hypocrites, is bound to boomerang upon them. They themselves thought that this would be a significant blow to the Prophet. In point of fact, however, it was destined to hurt the enemies of the Prophet and to prove ultimately useful for his cause.
And he who has the greater part of it shall suffer a mighty chastisement.
This is an allusion to Abdullah ibn Ubay, who had concocted the calumnious allegation and who was the mastermind behind the slander campaign.
لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين.
When you heard of it, why did the believing men and women not think well of their own folk and say, "This is a manifest calumny"? Why did the believing men and women not think well of their own folk?
Alternatively, this may be translated as, why did the believing men and women not think well of their own folk? Both translations seem equally sound, but the one adopted here is more meaningful. It purports to pose the question as to why did not each of them pause to think that if he/she was ever faced with the kind of situation encountered by Aisha, would he/she commit adultery?
لولا جاءوا عليه بأربعة شهداء فإذ لم يأتوا بالشهداء فأولئك عند الله هم الكاذبون.
Why did they not bring four witnesses in support of their accusation? Now that they have brought no witnesses, it is indeed they who are liars in the sight of Allah. It is indeed they who are liars in the sight of Allah.
There should be no misunderstanding at this stage that the charge was rejected just on the grounds that it was not substantiated by the evidence of witnesses. Nor are Muslims being asked to regard that charge as a calumnious slander merely on the grounds that it was not borne out by the testimony of four witnesses. Such a misunderstanding could arise if one fails to grasp the nature of the incident. The accusers had not leveled the allegation because they themselves or any others had observed the monstrosity which they claimed had taken place. They built up such a serious charge merely on the grounds that Aisha, who had been left behind, was subsequently brought back by Safwan on his camel. No sensible person can even consider that Aisha being left behind was part of some prearranged scheme. Anyone who contrived such a scheme would not have committed the obvious mistake of appearing with Aisha in broad daylight to rejoin the caravan, which had by then pitched camp. The actual chain of events itself points to the innocence of both Aisha and Safwan. In such circumstances, if any charge could have been so leveled, it would have been only on the grounds of first-hand observation of the incident. For there was absolutely no prima facie basis, no circumstantial evidence to support such a serious charge.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته في الدنيا والآخرة لمسكم فيما أفضتم فيه عذاب عظيم.
Were it not for Allah's bounty and His mercy unto you in the world and in the hereafter, a grievous chastisement would have seized you on account of what you indulged in.
إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِندَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ
Just think, how wrong you were when one tongue received it from another, and you uttered with your mouth something you knew nothing about. You deemed it to be a trifle, while in the sight of Allah, it was a serious matter.
ولولا إذ سمعتموه قلتم ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا سبحانك هذا بهتان عظيم.
And why, no sooner than you had heard it, did you not say, "It becomes us not even to utter such a thing"? Holy are you, O Allah. This is a mighty calumny.
يعظكم الله أن تعودوا لمثله أبدا إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Allah admonishes you, if you are true believers, never repeat the like of what you did.
ويبين الله لكم الآيات. والله عليم حكيم.
Allah clearly expounds to you His instructions. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم. لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
Verily, those who love that indecency should spread among the believers deserve a painful chastisement in the world and in the hereafter. Allah knows, but you do not know.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم.
Were it not for Allah's bounty and His mercy unto you, and that Allah is most forgiving and wise, the evil that had been spread among you would have led to terrible consequences.